back there, but they had a skillet with a top lid on it. And then the skillet had legs on it, about that tall.
About 3 inches or so.
About 2.5 inches tall. And you put that skillet down on in the hearth out there and bring some coals out there and set that skillet on there. And that you cook your biscuits and bread. Then you put that lid on top of it and put some coals on, fire coals on top of that lid there and let it sit there and biscuits will rise up there.
But they were good too.
And some of the best biscuits that tall, it looked like that tall, that, but it was light and fluffy. Those for old folks back there knew how to cook it. Didn't know anything about no baking powder back there, but they used that clabber milk and soda, and you could enjoy whatever they had. And then they had pots there, about that big around sometime. Oh, not quite that big. And they had two little eyes on the each side, and they had what you call pot hooks. Well, now they hung.
They're made out of iron.
Made out of iron. Now they, when they gonna cook the vegetables, they put that vegetable in that pot, put that top over it, and they had iron bar about that long. They put it up, hit it across in the fireplace. And then they took that pot and hung it up in that fireplace and had that fire under there. And that's where they cooked the vegetables and like that.
Is that right? Would they do this even if they had a stove?
What's that?
Would they do this even if they had a stove?
Well, I don't, they when they got so they could have a stove, they then cut that out.
I see. I just wondered if there were some things they still wanted to cook.
No. When after they got so that stove come in circulation, where you could get a stove, that all of that was passed away with.
I see. Mm-hmm. Was there a big iron pot that you used on the stove to boil water in?
We had a big pot that you, on the boiled water, you had what we call them tea kettles.
Back see,
there. One of them is out there, but now when you got ready to do a lot of water, you carried it out in that big pot and set it on maybe two big blocks of wood or set it up on about two bricks, and you put your fire on it and then you boil whatever you want out there.
Well, now this tea kettle, it didn't have a spout on it.
Mm-hmm.
It did have a spout on it.
Mm-hmm.
Was it iron?
Iron.
I see.
It's one of them out there now.
Oh, I see it then as they go out. Yeah. But now, I was wondering if it was like, was there ever a pot that they boiled water on the stove in that didn't have a spout?
No, that didn't have a spout. Yeah, you had a, well, after you got stove, then you got a tea kettle and two pots.
I see.
And the pot's about that big and about that tall.
About a foot high.
That's why you, if you were gonna cook greens, you had this pot to do the boiling greens. And if you're gonna cook peas or beans, this pot over here would be, you boil your peas and beans, and then you had the tea kettle that keep that water, hot water in that, and then you had the pan to make your bread up, and then you put them in the stove then afterwards.
I see. But you wouldn't call those, the ones that didn't have a spout, you wouldn't call those a kettle?
No.
The kettle always had a spout.
Kettle always had a spout.